VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Victoria, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. Welcome back to today's Pronunciation Challenge. This is your host, Victoria. Let's go for a boba run. No, it doesn't mean to run with your boba. That would be very messy, although a good thing for marathon, right? Boba run means to go grab a boba to drink. What is boba? Well, literally, boba comes from the Mandarin word boba, which means something else. You can check it up in the dictionary if you want. However, now it means the tapioca inside of your bubble tea. What's bubble tea? Oh dear, you have got many things to learn. Watch this video now to learn about the differences between bubble tea, boba, tapioca, and many, many delicious things that we add to our drinks. So this sentence will probably explain why boba is so famous around the world. Do you like boba just like I do? Leave me a comment. Now let's get to the sentence. If you want something chewy in your bubble tea, but don't like tapioca, that's also not a problem. Other options for the balls include grass, konjac, or coconut jellies. 这个中文的意思呢，大概就是说，如果你希望在奶茶里吃到 Q 弹有嚼劲的东西，但不喜欢木薯做的粉圆的话，那也不成问题。你可以选不同种类的加料，像是仙草。Right, 橘肉或者是椰果，这些台湾人都知道啦，就不用多说了 ，Right? 好的，那我们进入我们的 pronunciation tips。首先，只有一个连音的地方，大概要注意一下，就是 that's also not a problem。这边其实可以连起来 ，that's also not a problem。That's also not a problem。其他呢都可以分开念没问题。那 intonations 的地方呢，我会注重于 comma 的前面的一个单字，所以是 if you want something chewy in your bubble tea， 这边通常会往下往下。If you want something chewy in your bubble tea， but don't like tapioca， that's also not a problem。 Other options 往上 for the balls include grass， konjac。Or coconut jellies. 好了，那我们来进入我们的 vocabulary section. Number one, chewy. Chewy is an adjective. 它的意思呢是食物难嚼的、耐嚼的，或者是嚼不烂的。可以说 it's very chewy. Okay. 那 chewy 其实是来自这个单字 chew， 是个动词 chew， 它其实是个 b2 的字哦。它的意思就是咀嚼或者是嚼碎的意思。Alright, and these are my sentences. Whoops, I guess I've overcooked my steak. Now it's too chewy.
完了，我想我应该煎我的牛排太久了，现在太难咬了，太难嚼了。
Next one. If you want to chew your gum, please close your mouth.
如果你想要咀嚼你的口香糖，请闭着嚼，不然，很吵。Nobody wants to hear you chew stuff, alright?
Okay, let's go to number two, tapioca. Tapioca 是个名词，它就是木薯淀粉。相信大家有听过这一个单字。All right, so this is my sentence. For someone that has never tried tapioca before, the look of it might throw you off because they do look like tadpoles.
对于一位从来没有喝过珍珠的人来说，样貌可能会让你觉得可怕，因为看起来确实很像蝌蚪。
Okay, throw you off 就是可能让你觉得可怕或恶心。那 tadpoles, T-A-D-P-O-L-E-S 就是蝌蚪的意思。Okay, let's move on to our number three, konjac.Konjac is a noun. Konjac 的中文就是蒟蒻啦。那 Konjac 还有另外一个名词，它是 Shirataki， 就是日文演变成英文的单字。
All right, so this is my sentence. If you want to try slimming down, you can try to eat konjac instead of rice or noodles. It supposedly has less calories. 假如你今天想要试着瘦身，你可以试试看蒟蒻，而不是吃饭或面。因为那些都是淀粉嘛，对不对？ It supposedly has less calories. 它听说是比较少卡路里的。Okay, and that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I hope you guys can find the time to go watch this video because there are a variety of ways to enjoy bubble tea. I used to go on boba runs with my roommates every weekend or even almost every day. Well, the consequence is that I gained almost 10 kg. So better think twice before you drink this delicious beverage because 会幸福肥. All right, see you guys next time. Bye-bye.